Welcome to an episode of Friday Night Live. My name is Kesh. I've got Mark and Sean, the usual suspects in today's episode. I am not going to ask you guys how your week was because I know it was super busy. So today we're going to jump straight into the topic. Now, the reason we're doing this, guys, is if you want us to go through how our week was, let us know in the comments. But we're going to be talking interest rates today. It's a hot topic. We touched on it a little bit last year, but since last year, the RBA has decided to just keep giving it a few more extra hits. I was going to use a different word, but let's keep this one PG, if we may. So, interest rates are a very hot topic. Some people are getting super excited about it. Me as an investor, I'm actually excited about interest rates because it's pushing up rents on properties that we've owned for many, many years. Our debt isn't very big on those properties, so I'm pretty excited. And interest is a tax-deductible expense for us investors. For the owner-occupiers who have overstretched themselves, I'm not loving it very much. So we'll talk a little bit about that. We'll get Mark and Sean's perspectives on the economy, on what people are going through, and especially, Sean, to you, which I'm going to come to, is going to be around borrowing capacity. So, Sean, jumping straight into it, I know everyone is super worried about interest rates. Everyone wants to talk about it. This guy, I think, is just doing it because he likes to come on camera, like we do, and pump it up 0.25, 0.25, 0.25.
Yep.
The argument is we are trying to curb inflation. And I know high interest rates can curb inflation. It's a very high-level concept, but I don't agree with the way they're doing things at the moment, but that's my personal opinion. Mm-hmm. Sean, my question to you is this. Repayments are increasing, but I think people are worrying about the wrong thing. What people should be really worried about is their borrowing capacity.
Yep.
Because we as investors know the most important thing is how many can you buy and how long can you control them. That's the reality of the game. That is truly the reality of the game. So for our viewers, Sean, can you just explain what interest rates are doing in terms of borrowing capacity? And even if there are discounts to be had, why can't people have discounts?
Great question. Just a quick public service announcement as well for all of our awesome viewers out there. We are upgrading our studio, so we might be a bit of a makeshift location. So forgive us for this week. We're rent vesting.
We rented out our studio for more money.
Because the interest rates took a toll on us as well. So yeah. in reality, to answer your question, Kesh, the interest rate rise, it is a pretty broad topic because what we're looking at is obviously your affordability from a month-to-month perspective is getting lower. People that are especially going to be coming off fixed rate mortgages towards the tail end of this year are going to realize that's not as easy to control or contain a $1 million mortgage or a $750,000 mortgage. So a lot of the questions we get asked is that will there be a mass sell-off? And of course not, because that's where inflation problem sort of gets cured is people will start completely cutting down on their discretionary spend, which doesn't look like it's happened over the past couple of months. So this Christmas, I think things from a consumer sentiment perspective were quite high because people haven't really felt their savings get depleted just yet. Mm-hmm. When that happens, of course, there are things available to any person who's taken out a mortgage where you can extend pauses, you can temporarily pause your mortgage and get yourself back onto your feet without having to rely on panic selling. And it's super important to know that the banks don't necessarily want a panic sell-off situation as well. Once people understand this...
That is very true, ladies and gentlemen. That is very, very true. The banks, when stuff like this happens, really want their owners to feel secure and not panic.
That's right. So there are avenues on how you can mitigate certain short-term pains. And another point of your question was the way or the nature in which the RBA is doing things, right? So, of course, we can like it, we can not like it. If we were all three of us retiring today, we would probably be having the time of our lives because every fixed deposit's going up and
savings are better. 3%.
Sure. And it just means we're getting more return on our cash if we're cash heavy today. But most people that are in the accumulation or consolidation phase are not cash heavy. They are mortgage heavy, right? Mm. So it's important to note that over history, there has been fluctuations in rate rise. But what happens to properties? Property always goes up. So with the interest rate rises that investors more so than just general home buyers need to be aware of is your borrowing capacities are getting affected. So
every month you're saying every time they do a 0.25,
yep.
I can borrow a little bit more less than what I could last year.
Correct. So because you're able to borrow less and less, you might be excited about the prospect of getting a $1 million house at $900,000. which is a 10% drop, let's say, right? Now, 10% drops, that's a different concept to talk about altogether, because we do see those markets pop up, and more often than not, good markets. Like, let's say you have three classes of real estate in a suburb, A, B, and C. In a crunching market where it is high interest rates and economic contraction, you'll notice the C-grade stock come on the marketplace more than the A-grade stock.
Because C-grade stocks, owners, and whether investors or owner-occupiers, fair point. Yep. Again, not being classes here, but they really have less savings and less buffer to actually ride things through like this. Hence, exactly. You started. Fair point. Fair point.
So people that think
so don't be a slumlord, be a landlord.
Be a landlord, that's it. And the funny thing is, people think that they're getting deals by buying lower than the suburb's median price. Are just getting deals on that BC grade stock. So we haven't really seen A grade stock correct itself in the past 6 months or the past 3 months. Now, as an investor, what you've got to be cautious of is two things. One is they won't let the market completely fall and implode on itself because there still has to be activity. So from a scare tactic perspective, they might increase it to curb inflation short term. And then there might be a little bit of a contraction in the rate rise so that we re-stimulate a little bit of growth again. So it has happened before in terms of their habits of how they rise rates. So one thing I want to encourage everyone to do is either pick something where you can do a delayed settlement, pick up something in advance where you don't have to settle on it right now, if obviously it's within your current borrowing capacity, because don't be surprised that when the rates get officially announced that they're on hold, that there's going to be a new surge of buying activity that you have to compete against.
To be honest, I think that'll happen sooner rather than later, and I have fair reason for it. I believe anything in this world, doesn't matter which country, what city, is everything, business, people, properties, are based on policy. So if today the country said there's no luxury tax, you'd see a whole bunch of BMWs and Mercs driving around. If they said no luxury tax at $500,000, you'll see more Lambos sell than ever before, right? Because policy dictates how people behave. Mm-hmm. So what you're saying is very true, and the evidence for that is already coming in, because as interest rates are going up, when COVID happened, so I'm just going to correlate this, Builders Boost came out, First Home Buyers came out. Correct. Now interest rates are going up, co-deposits are coming in, so where the government is saying, we will go to bed with you, literally, in this property.
Well, right? They're already in our bed every day.
They are. They're in your wallet, taking away 37% off, or maybe 47%, depending on your earnings.
For our clients, they're probably around the 40s.
Yeah, easy, right? And the second thing is, the stamp duty versus an annual fee.
Mm.
Again, I'm not saying it's a perfect solution, but this is evidence of the government is already playing interference with this and with the borders opening
and
up.
Another super important thing just around borrowing capacity is there are talks with APRA to ease rules around how lending is calculated.
So the HEM calculations.
In this, not necessarily HEM, but how much they're willing to lend.
Okay.
In this current environment. So nothing's been finalized just yet, but don't be surprised where if you're thinking that's it, don't write off this year going, yep, 2023, I can't do anything because it's in shambles. We talk about this in theory all the time. You know, strategists or even local folk at the barbecues, they talk about this all the time. We should be buying when everyone's fearful. Well, now's your time to prove your mettle. Right. Are you going to prove it? Are you going to be laughing at 5 years to come?
I don't know if you guys work up to this, but you know, I love tech. When I saw ChatGPT start, I'm like, bro, my job's going in the next 5-10 years. I better get more and more real estate because at least whether you're the CEO of ChatGPT or you drive a cab, you need a roof. If I control the roof, I'll be all right.
Yep.
Right. So, dude, absolutely. Absolutely, yep. I think. So, to conclude what you're saying, Sean, every month interest rates are going up at the moment and people's borrowing capacity is reducing. And even if there are discounts to be had with C-grade real estate at this moment, a lot of people, if they just sit on the fence, highly likely they will not be able to take advantage of that because the borrowing has dropped faster than the percentage property price drops. Is that correct?
And if you wait to get into the market, which is waiting for that interest rate decline to come about.
Oh, we need a meme for this one.
You're then going to be competing against probably the worst buying rush we've ever had in history because the immigration statistics that are different now than what they used to be during the GFC. Is that the immigrants today are not coming as people that are starting on $20,000 a year jobs.
Yeah,
they're starting with $150,000 a year, skilled with deposits.
Mate, like we sit with so many first generation people. Average household income with these guys is $250,000, $300,000.
Sure.
Easy. easy. Otherwise, you're not playing in this market, really. Yeah.
And sometimes people like with those incomes have been in the country for maybe 2-3 years max.
Yeah, yeah.
But 20 years
engineers,
ago,
doctors, lawyers, business owners. Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Mark, coming to you. Look, the reason I said I don't agree with the interest rate rises from the RBA and the way they're doing it. Not that I don't. Interest rates must go up. Cost of living must come down. It was just Rolexes are getting a little bit more affordable. We love it. Not complaining. But I really think, from my perspective, it is super unfair to small businesses. Because the first thing I'm going to cut out, I will still prioritize my mortgage. The first thing I'm going to cut out is going out for coffee, buying clothes, or going out for dinners, upgrading my car. Because I'm going, wait a minute, I've got to spend $1,500, $2,000, $3,000 more towards my mortgage that I wasn't expecting, that was going towards my savings, felt a little bit better.
You probably swap out the oysters for the scallops.
That's it. That's it, right? So this is a swap out the lobsters for some prawns. I don't know.
Sure. Which are baby lobsters anyway.
Yeah. That's what we're going to say when interest rates are sitting at 24%. Oh, it just tastes like just like lobster.
That's it.
So I don't think it's fair to small businesses. These businesses have really, really suffered the COVID lockdowns, which, again, I won't get controversial. I don't want to get cancelled, but it's a little bit unnecessary, the time, especially for you poor Victorians.
Okay.
Now, what are your thoughts behind this? Do you think it is fair for these small businesses to go through suffering? Because inflation is just not in direct correlation to just interest rates. It's a very, very complex subject.
You're going to say, yes, it's fair. For a split second,
I have no comment on that.
Cool. Back to the political answer.
Yes. Look, I think you certainly hit a good point there, Kesh. You know, it is very, let's call that unfair, certainly to a degree. But I think as well, just the way that things have been handled, I think, without going into too much detail, it could have probably been stretched a bit further rather than being so aggressive. And I think that's probably a conversation that, you know, the feds and the government should have had together and said, hang on, why don't we work together here in order to make this a more of a smoother landing, right? It's a mayday call. Let's not go nosedive. Let's plane into it, all right?
And do you feel somewhere deep down that because what I feel the outrage is more so happening now on is the fact that was our local community misled that we were told nothing would happen until 2024. Hence, our buying behavior was different in that loose, lackluster attitude, do you reckon?
No, absolutely right. Yeah, spot on. You know, let's call it false advertising, right? We certainly got hit with that, and the RBA can't state otherwise. I think
Did you say RBA can't?
Can't.
Oh, I heard a different word.
But they can't, right? It was clear as day. They said one thing, they've gone against their word, right? But if we look at it, you know, from, and everyone's got their own opinion on it, but at the end of the day, you would have said, okay, look, we're in a very different era than what we would have been 20 years ago, even 15 years ago, or sorry, 12 years ago, right? We need to treat it differently as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I get it. We've got, you know, a million minds behind it, a million eyes going through it, and, you know, numbers are showing here, and we're doing this, and we're doing that, but the reality is we've never been through this period before. None of us.
Neither have they.
Right, neither have they. Right, with a global pandemic that we went through. So, you know, I think there's so many, we could have done this, could have done that. There's,
true.
You know, he said, she said.
But I still don't know why we have taxes. We should be living like Saudi. We've got so many resources. I don't even know why locals got to work.
Like I said, we should realize that, okay, yes, there needed to be some heat to be turned up in the kitchen, right?
Yeah.
We can't sit on those low interest rates forever. That was.
I completely agree with that.
All would say
100%. 100%.
From day one that we meet them.
100%.
One thing that will affect, I think, the stigma around property for a while to come is during 2019, 20, and 2021 was some of the biggest rushes of first home buyers we've seen due to that boost. And if this is the first time those guys have been exposed to mortgages with those rates, their whole journey is like lopsided. So people that are already
invested, millennial and above, they'll be all right.
Yes.
Gen Z and others.
See,
welcome to the real world.
The way I see things is, depending on how you look at it, left wing, right wing, let's just pretend we're right in the middle right now. If the government...
Okay,
was,
wait, give me a second.
If the government was... in some
form of position. We're not editing that out, that's staying in.
In some form of position, right, they would have probably said, listen, you know what, let's curb a bit of growth here.
Yeah.
Let's not stop people from making, you know, equity gains and taking advantage of the system if they can, if they're in a position to do so. But let's be a little bit more fair here to say, okay, while we've got a certain amount of growth, we can see the wage growth.
Tell me one thing. If there's a housing issue and there's so much land in this country, why do they not release land?
Yep.
Why do they not allow people to subdivide?
Yep.
They will make you cry for a pergola.
Or they'll take you 2 years to do it.
Yeah, 2 years to do it. Exactly. And then yesterday, some crazy thing, they're putting a $10 billion fund that they're going to invest, wait for the returns to come, and then start building affordable. Bro, this is like some weird Mickey Mouse Disneyland.
But I have a really good thing for everyone to think about. Okay, I'll go back to this every time there's a big depression-style crisis coming in. If you listening to this right now have been working for 5 years, 10 years, 25 years, or whatever, regardless of what crisis we're facing now, regardless of what increased costs of living are coming our way, if you would have saved 5% of every dollar you made from the first ever paycheck you drew till your last paycheck that you got last week, you would be able to buffer and weather every single storm that's coming your way in the next 2-3 years. Mm-hmm. Question is, how many people have done? How many people have kept those principles where... We learn it from day one. Save 10% of what you make. Don't worry about 10%. Save 5% of what you make. If you were to save 5% of every dollar you earn, I urge you now to go home, look at all your tax returns for the last 10 years, and calculate 5% of everything, and then add that to your buffer today. You'll actually be able to weather your mortgage crisis that you're supposedly going to face.
There's no, like, to be honest, with depending, again, this is very subjective, depending on what your stage, which way you've bought. The lot of suburbs, at least I can speak for Sydney today, is if you can't afford your house, you can actually rent it out, and you'll be okay. It'll suck. You'll have to go and rent a one-bedroom apartment somewhere to get a $400 a week repayment. But if you're in an expensive property, you can literally rent it out, because those rents, like we were talking about, I can't remember if it was Oran Park or Gregory Hall or something. Probably rents went up from $550, $580 COVID times to like $750, $800.
But God forbid we've got to have, you know, two kids living in the same bedroom.
Yeah.
God forbid we've got to have five people in a two-bedroom house.
Dude, you got to...
Haven't we all been through that?
Yeah, 100%. Right? 100%. No, you guys make really, really fair points. Just to add to that, you know that 2024, the RBA thing, he said we will not change interest rates. Again, I know people are like, we felt like we were lied to. And again, this is not popular opinion. Today I'm really asking for it. What would you have done otherwise?
Correct.
Like, in 2024, if you had done the same thing, people would have just said the same thing, saying, oh, interest rates are going up.
Yeah, exactly. All they would have done different was they would have picked up a couple more Louis V bags.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, 100%.
They would have kept having oysters.
Yes.
And Avalon Toast.
We'd be kicking the can down the hill consistently, right? But the problem's not going away.
Yep.
Dude, you got to be industrialist. Take so many loans, no one knows who to pay back and when.
Yeah, well, look, at the end of the day, we're going through a tough period. It is what it is. We can whinge, cry, whatever. It's not going to change. But could it have been handled differently? Personally speaking, I think it could have been. Where, again, government may have stepped in a little bit more and said, hey, rather than us continuing to print more money and give you all these boosts and make things sound great, because they sound great, right? But they're not necessarily the best things in the world.
Yeah.
Maybe they could have jumped in a little bit in a different perspective. I don't know what the answer would be here, but just to say, hey, we need to, for example, like, you know, what kicked off a year ago in Ukraine, right? Completely out of everyone's control, right? Why doesn't the government step in a little bit here and say, right, we need to turn to local resources, right? But local resources cannot sting the shit out of people, right? They need to be fair in their pricing. We're not saying you have to charge Chinese prices or whatever price it was, wherever it was coming from, but you need to be reasonable, and you can only add on, let's call it 15%, for example, on top of what it would have been if they bought it from overseas.
Yeah, I mean, that timber crisis we had before Ukraine was huge in Australia, the timber crisis scared a lot of people.
I really don't think this country should have any crisis. 25 million people, dude. It's not really too hard. You have 3 silos and 4 warehouses, and we've sorted for years. Yeah. Like, come on. The entire country is a population of Mumbai or Delhi or something. We're okay. Right?
Let's make Australia great.
Let's make Australia great again. Now, I've got some really cool facts for you guys. So I've got a table here. Hopefully the editor can put it in afterwards or now if they can show it. It's interest rates and prices, right? So there's a comparison between 1971 and 2023. The average interest rate, so 1975 interest rates are sitting at about 9.05%. Coming down to the 1980s, interest rate went up to about 13, We had a little bit more increase into 1982, up to 16% in interest rates, right? Coming back down, we've had a downward trend. So 1990s, we were sitting at about 10%. Then in the early 2000s, about 8s. And then we saw some 6s, so on and so forth. We came all the way back down, I think, in 2012, we were at 3.66. And then we went back to those 4. So I don't think till 2018 we ever touched 5. We were 4.54. And then now
we're talking about for the houses.
Like
we drank.
And this is average. Every lender would have been slightly different. I'm just giving you median, very generic, 80% LVR rates from this era, right? But if interest rates, and my argument has always been, right, if interest rates are the only factor that dictate the value of houses, then if we are today sitting at 5.34%, which is the same or very similar interest rate we were sitting at 2003, one property price has gone back to 2003 prices.
That's correct. Very, very interesting.
If that is the only thing that dictates the value of real estate, then technically, if the interest rates match, the value should match. Because people go, oh, last time this happened, then this happened, right? And I've got a really cool slide next to it. And if the editor can have it up afterwards. So this is a property in Castle Hill. For those of you who are not familiar with Castle Hill, it's in the northwest corridor of Sydney, about 35 kilometers away. 35? Yeah, yeah, yeah. 35 kilometers away. No, I was thinking about the distance. 35, 36 kilometers away. And this property, I literally screenshot from domain.com, recently sold on the 30th of January, 2023 for $2.32 million, right? Originally was purchased in as far as I could find, originally was purchased in 2002, which is 21 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, 20, we've just started this year. For $290,000.
What?
So I'll give you the history here. So
was that just the land?
2002, 290K.
Just the land?
Could have been. Let's add another, say, maybe...
Yeah.
300, 400, 500 grand.
No, that would have been too high. Yeah, 300, yeah. Let's say.
Let's just say. $300,000, 2002. Mm. 2014, 1.39 million.
Yeah, it would have been.
2017, 1.62 million.
Mm-hmm.
And now, 2023, 2.32 million. Okay. Now, I just want to give you context. In the same period, in 2002, the interest rates were 6.54%.
Mm-hmm.
Then they went down to 4.17, then 3.99, and then we have that, and they're back at 5.34, so we've seen a couple of ups and downs in every time this property has been transacted. From its original purchase price, it has increased by close to 700% in 21 years. For the owner, now I'm assuming this was an owner-occupier, if it was an investor, the numbers would be even higher because then you have to calculate the rental income, the tax deduction.
And over time, right? Especially if you're the investor from day one,
correct,
your rents today would have definitely depleted your whole mortgage by now.
So now imagine if I bought this property in 2002 and my debt on that was $180,000 right now, getting $1,150 per week rent, even if the interest hits 11%, who cares?
Correct.
Literally, who cares?
Right? And you know the best part is the government has enjoyed stamp duty on every one of those resales.
Oh, every. That's what they love it. That's why they want it to be more and more expensive. They get a higher ticket on the same item.
Crazy.
Right? Now get this, I calculated, this person, if they wouldn't have transacted, they would have just done nothing. Bought the property, $290,000 or $300,000, let's call it. Done nothing. Just sat on it for 21 years, nothing. Not gone to work, not have to do nothing. They could have let the property like go to shit, right? This person has earned $96,666 tax-free, equities tax-free. You don't
especially,
pay the tax.
Especially if you live there as principal place residence, it's completely tax-free even on
year
the cash.
On year. This person, if you were earning $60,000 or $50,000 or $30,000, whatever the incomes were, right? And along the way, every year, your house that is just sitting there has earned you $96,666 year on year. And dude, this is... Castle Hill now is affluent. The time I'm talking was very, very middle class... suburb, working class suburb. The Castle Hill people know now is a very different Castle Hill to what it used to be.
Sure.
Right? So when you think about interest rates and prices, real estate is the only thing that people don't understand. Every time you see an inflation number, real estate prices go up. The second point I've got, and we'll wrap it up on this, was insurance, right? So I was thinking the other day, so if someone bought this property in 2002 for 300 grand, let's say the building's value was 100 grand at the time, right? And they didn't do anything. And the house caught fire in 2000, 23. Would the insurance only pay him out 100 grand? Wouldn't the replacement value of a double-story house, the insurable value...
If you did the right thing by upgrading...
If you had normal insurance, home insurance, if it got destroyed today, in 2023, but the original property construction cost was 100 grand, would the insurance only pay them 100 grand?
Of course not.
So I rest my case, ladies and gentlemen. This is a wrap.
And it's a wrap.
No, it's true. So, are interest rates to be scared of? Not really. Are they to be watched? Absolutely. Do all markets perform when interest rates are going up? No, they don't. And this is a great opportunity. If anybody wants a pro tip, Sean, you really understand this really well. When interest rates do weird things like this, cities that are unaffordable go down. And cities that are affordable become super attractive.
True.
So, a little quick tip. Watch out for Perth. Perth's going to be a pretty good story.
100%.
Again, depending on what type of property you buy, what price point, but it's going to be a good story.
We can help you with that. That's not a problem.
Yeah, 100%. So, ladies and gentlemen, no rapid robins. We'll wrap it up because we've got lots of meetings to do.
Yep.
Thank you for watching. Thank you, lovely, lovely boys, to jump on today. And this is Friday Night Live. My name is Kesh. See you next time.